suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Hi, welcome to a disused yeti. I'm Risa Romano.
My name's Ken.
I'm Warren J. Cox.
Hey, we did it.
He's never going to tell his last name, ever, even though
never.
I think we've said it several times.
I'm classy. I'm classy like Cher or Madonna. I just have one name.
And today we're talking about Doctor Who. Like we're supposed to always be doing.
Wait, nuh-uh.
So, the Doctor's costume has been revealed.
Lucky number 13.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm pretty happy with it. I mean, I should probably, like, show it here. I think this is the part where I'd be like, this is what it looks like. So if you're watching it, you can see what it looks like. I'm sure everyone already knows what it looks like.
Yeah, it's been up for a while. Yeah. But we haven't talked about it. And everyone wants to hear our wonderful commentary.
Yeah.
Specifically yours. Specifically yours.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. You were specifically the person who's like, hey, we should mention that.
Yeah.
Everybody
no, I
wants
think it's
to
a
know
great
what
costume.
Ken, everybody wants to know what Ken thinks.
I think it's great. It's like the 10th Doctor meets Mork and Mindy.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
The colorful shirt, the suspenders.
Oh, yeah.
that's a Mork and Mindy thing, but with a trench
coat. With a cool jacket,
yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I do really
see
like
that.
The jacket.
I can see
I love the suspenders. When I first saw it,
I didn't notice them at first.
And I'm like, this needs suspenders. I don't know why, but that thought came in my head. It needs suspenders. And I took a second, like, oh, wait, they're there. Never mind. I'm an idiot. Suspenders. I don't know why, but suspenders
I think it's
tie it together.
Because the pants are high on the ankle and high on the waist, it seems like they need to be held up or something.
Yeah. The pants are weird. Like, that's the one thing that's, like, throwing me
I'm
off is, like, how
sure
high they are.
That, but I do like...
Maybe there's going to be a flood or something. We don't know.
I do like the...
Everything's coming up Doctor. Simpsons reference.
There you go.
But I liked the boots, which we can see with the
eyes. Yeah, boots are really cool.
And she had striped blue socks.
Are they? I didn't
know that.
That,
yeah. All socks. Women look good in boots. Doesn't matter.
I love
doesn't matter.
Boots.
Boots are awesome.
I'm excited about that. Because now I get to cosplay as a female Doctor.
Whoever invented boots, like, I don't know, 10 centuries ago, best idea ever. That
I hope
person,
she kicks a lot of people in the shin.
That's
what I want. Like, she's
oh.
got these boots.
No, that's
she
that's
should
good
just
point.
Kick people in the shin
yeah.
constantly.
Yeah.
Like, you're an idiot. I want to see, like, a Cyberman get kicked in the shin and be all like, ah!
I feel like that would hurt more the person who's getting kicked.
Not if they're really awesome boots.
They're, like, steel boots.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
there you go. There you go.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, excited about the costume.
Yeah.
Yes.
Looks
good.
Good
costume.
I like the jacket. It's sort of a mix of like, from the back, I think she looks kind of professional-looking, like, with the hair and the boots and the jacket,
mm-hmm.
and then you see her from the front, and she's got, like, all this crazy, eclectic
stuff.
Yeah.
You notice,
yeah.
like, the earrings don't match. She's got, like, on one side, like, they're going all
oh,
the way
oh, I didn't
down
catch that.
Ear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm excited to see. And it means that she's gonna be, I think, not too terribly, like, drab and serious, which I was really hoping they wouldn't do.
Yeah, no, she has to be super fun.
Yeah. So... The Christmas special is coming out. When this airs, it will be a couple of days away.
When does it air?
Sorry. I think it's the day
you
after.
Don't know when the Christmas special airs.
I never know what time. Is it always the regular time?
I don't know, because it's, like, weird and long. I know that
well,
they're airing
on the West
really
Coast,
early
so it's
over
like...
in the UK. They're airing it, like, at 5:30 or something like that.
5:30 in the morning?
No.
In the,
oh, okay.
In the
but we're probably not going to get it until that night.
Yeah.
And if you are, like us, in California or anywhere on this side... You might want to turn off either all your Doctor Who notifications or just not go on the internet.
Oh,
that day.
I'm sorry. Oh,
yeah.
You mean like specific page notifications?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'll probably stop watching the internet probably on the 23rd or maybe 24th. I don't know. Yeah.
I got stuff last year, or maybe it was the finale. I don't know. It was some Doctor Who something, and it was that morning I woke up to something. And
yeah.
I was like, ah.
Don't do that.
So,
if you're watching at home, and I know it's only like 3 people that watch this, but I'm just saying, if you're watching at home, don't do that. Don't.
Stop it.
Don't.
No.
Stop.
It's a little frustrating. I understand, like, the UK is eating it, like, 24 hours
yeah.
before we are, but
yeah.
so I'm just going to turn off all my stuff. So
wait, it's 24. Oh, because it's BA. Oh, okay, yeah.
They're airing it earlier, and
yeah.
they're so far.
Yeah.
So they're probably about 12 hours ahead.
Yeah.
It'll be Christmas anyway. Don't be on the internet.
And yeah. that's a really good point. Yeah. 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 So, yeah. Good costume discussion.
So good costume discussion. That's actually not what we're going to, that's not our main topic for today though, which is good because apparently we're done.
We have a main topic?
Yeah. Ken had another idea.
Yay. I thought we were doing a bunch of small ones again.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think we could, this could get kicked around for a while.
Yeah.
So Ken's idea was to talk about, because of, in honor of the first and the 12th Doctor Yay. Teaming up in the Christmas special, we're talking about other Doctors who we wish we could see team up. If you had, you know, any choice, we're bringing back the first Doctor, if we can do that. With William Hartnell being dead for how long now?
Yeah.
I think
and it's not the first time we've had somebody else play.
Yeah.
It's
true. Yeah.
I mean, so I think we should maybe discuss the fact that this has happened before and when it's happened before. Because we've seen the first three Doctors all together.
Right.
In the three Doctors. And we kind of saw the first five Doctors together.
Yeah.
The five Doctors. Really, it was 1, 2, 3, 5 with some Shada clips thrown in.
Yeah. Four, yeah. Well, and one was on, was that the one where one was trapped in the monitor or something?
That was the three Doctors. Oh, that the five was Doctors was the one where they had somebody else playing.
Oh, okay, that's and right, that's
I
right.
I don't
okay.
know his name off the top of my head.
A bad fan.
Yeah, so they...
I know, I just won't tell you, because... God.
You don't know.
None of us know. No. Sorry.
Some guy.
Sorry, we apologize.
He didn't really look like him that much, either.
This like, one really yeah. looks yeah. like him. Who yeah. is this guy?
I forget his name, but he was the dude with the shed of guns in Hot Fuzz.
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
He, oh, wow. Okay.
How are you in Game of Thrones? You caught up in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm caught up. Yeah.
He's older frame.
And he also played he played William Hartnell.
He is! Holy crap! I didn't put that together!
Huh?
Oh my god, yeah.
Game of Thrones, he's a very, very bad person.
Oh, okay.
Do you watch? You don't
no.
watch? Oh, okay. Oh wow! I hadn't put that together.
And
he's evil in that.
Harry Potter.
He's so evil in that.
Yeah.
He's in Harry Potter too.
He's the caretaker.
Oh,
or,
no kidding.
Or, yeah, I guess.
I watched like the first two. I watched like the first two Harry Potter.
He's got a cat that looks not totally unlike Scraps.
Do you know for sure it's not her?
I don't think so. I could be wrong. It's slightly longer hair. Maybe she got a haircut.
She's like, you're disturbing me.
Sorry, Scott.
But he did play William Hartnell in the Adventures in Time and Space.
William Hartnell in
so it's like,
Time
it makes
Space.
Perfect sense.
Right.
And he was in the Dinosaurs on a Spaceship.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. He's a bad guy.
Oh, you crap.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So he's done a lot, actually.
Yeah. That's cool.
And
that's
weirdly,
really cool.
I don't know of anything he did when he was younger.
Well,
but at his age, he's now
those,
he's all over
there,
the place.
There are a lot of those kind of actors.
Yeah.
There are a number of those
yeah.
actors that, look, I didn't start acting until I was 50. It's like,
true.
Jesus, yeah.
Five Doctors was the first time we saw somebody else in the William Hartnell role. So there was a precedent for this before. It's not like...
Well, and I was going to say, weren't there a couple, like, episodes, like, random episodes that had a team-up? I'm specifically thinking two for some reason. Is that right?
Yeah, didn't 2 and 6
two
team
and
up?
6
2 and 6.
Yeah,
okay.
Together, yeah.
And then
okay.
they've done radio... They've done radio ones where 8's teamed up with a couple,
okay.
haven't they?
Oh, which absolutely he should.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to specifically...
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so two Doctors, it was 2 and 6, and there was that short thing where 5 and 10 meet up.
Yes.
Oh, right, yeah. right.
And then,
which
course,
was super fun.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool.
And then, of course, in the 50th anniversary, we had a bunch of Doctors.
Yep, yep.
Specifically, really, that was 10 and 11, with the War Doctor who was supposed to be 9.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and
but then everybody shows up at the very end.
But then everyone
yeah.
shows up at the very end.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah. And I felt like, yeah,
I wonder if they'll touch on that again.
Should.
Like in
yeah,
the Christmas special,
cool.
if like Capaldi goes, I gotta go do a thing real quick, and he goes and does the 50th anniversary.
You mean if Moffat actually like tied up a...
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Other Doctors, though, what we're going to talk about is other Doctors that we would like to see maybe together in the future, since we can do that now, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. For me, it's 3 and 12.
Yep, I was thinking that.
For me, it's absolutely that. Yeah, for me, it's absolutely. And you could still do that. Yeah. We've talked about this before. Sean Pertwee would be perfect to play his dad. So perfect. I mean, they'd have to tweak him to make him look a little, you know, closer. But I mean,
they did a really good job with what is his name?
David Bradley.
David Bradley, yes. Okay, so David Bradley is playing the First Doctor.
Yeah.
And he's looks so much like him, and he has the mannerisms down.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with An Adventure in Time and Space, so...
Yeah, I love that. I thought that was so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to 3 and 12.
Yes, no.
If 12 were to go back to 3's time, 3's period where he's like, kind of stuck on Earth... Because if you look at it, Sean is actually pretty young. I don't know how old the original Pertwee was.
He was a little older, I think.
Was he a little older?
But
that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if they're close to the same age where it would even...
Kind of pretty equipment.
Well, yeah. And that would be actually really, really cool. Yeah. That would be really cool. Because I like that moment in time. We've talked about this before, too. I liked the... Sort of starting from scratch. Yeah. He's trapped on Earth. He doesn't have a TARDIS. He doesn't have anything. He's trying to fix everything, and he's grouped up with these people he doesn't know. And you know, it was like, okay, that would be really cool to see Capaldi deal with that and kind of interact with all of that. That would be fun. That would be really fun.
And 12, I feel like, is very clearly going for a sort of 3 vibe.
Yeah.
He's not copying him by any means, but he's sort of trying to go with that similar kind of feeling.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of fun to see those two.
It would be really interesting to see Capaldi, who I kind of see... I see 12 as kind of in control, get thrust back into that period where he's not in control.
Right.
You know what I mean? 3 was... I mean, 3 had a vibe of control, but I mean, still, it was like everything was, you know...
he was trapped.
Yeah, everything was kind of, you know, not manageable. He couldn't really deal with what he wanted to do, you know? Yeah. So that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of thinking in a similar direction. Also, 2, 7, and 11 were all sort of doing a similar thing. I know Matt Smith, the first classic Doctor he saw, and because he didn't really watch the new series either, really the first Doctor he saw was he watched Tomb of the Cybermen, and it was Patrick Troughton. And he was like, oh, well, I want to do this.
Yeah.
So him and clearly McCoy as well were both doing a sort of Troughton thing.
Yeah.
I never got that with McCoy. That's interesting.
I totally did.
Took it in a darker direction.
Uh-huh.
So I think it would be kind of interesting to see those three sort of slightly different dynamics, kind of different takes on the same character working together and all being the Doctor. And same with 3 and 12. I wonder, like, if they'd actually get along well or if they wouldn't because they're so similar to each other.
Yeah. I think they would not get along well.
I don't think so either. Yeah. And I think that would be kind of what's fun about it.
And then maybe in the end, it's like, they'd be able to, like, you know.
That was one thing I really liked about the 50th anniversary was... The Doctor generally doesn't seem like other versions of himself, but it was cool to see them. The bickering was fun, and then at the end for them to be like, there's something bigger that we need to work together to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But just...
I want to do, and this one would kind of be hard, like, logistically.
We're talking about bringing back Doctors from the dead.
Well, this one's hard because, like, he's recently dead.
Oh.
But, 8, War Doctor, and 9. The 3 of them together, the 3 kind of, like, forgotten ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be just a lot of fun. Because, like, you have 8 who's still, like, he's still kind of optimistic, and then stuck with these other two who are just, like, so down on everything.
Just
downtrodden. He's just like, oh, God, what am I going to do? What am I getting into?
I was actually specifically thinking of maybe 8 and 9, because you got the optimism of 8... and the pessimism of, you know, the entire...
Gallifreyan race. So even if it's just the two of them, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of putting the War Doctor in, too. Like you say, that would be... Yeah. Admittedly, that one would be a little bit tricky to do.
I was thinking about this, and I was wondering, because, like, when they did the... What was it? Night of the Doctor, where he... there is the regeneration between Eight and War Doctor. Mm-hmm. Like, you see a reflection. It looks like they de-aged him.
I think that they maybe found some old footage or something of Johnny.
Yeah. I'm wondering if, like, when he first regenerates, he's supposed to be a lot younger looking. Uh-huh. So I'm wondering if there is an actor that looks like a young John Hurt. Yeah. I also wanted 1, 4, and 10.
What? I think 4 and 10.
Yeah, because once again, you got 4 and 10 who are both kind of similar. They're the super popular ones.
Yeah.
And then one who's kind of curmudgeon-y.
True.
And just, like, I feel the whole time, the two will be like, we're best friends. Oh, that guy. But then at the same time, they can go, oh, that young whippersnapper. Yeah, exactly. Like, that'd be super fun.
Yeah, you're right.
He's just trying to impress us and whatever, but he has no idea what's going on.
Yep.
True.
Yep.
I don't know how you would do 4 either, because he's still alive, but he's so old. Like, would you still use him?
He was in the 50th anniversary. Yeah. And apparently he shot his missing Shotta scenes recently.
That's fun. Really, oh, 9 and 13. Stuff. Let's do that.
9 and 13?
9 and 13. Yes. Okay.
Any excuse to get Christopher Eccleston back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do an episode where 9 is with someone. I don't care.
Also, I would like to see 8 with as many doctors as this.
Yeah, I still want them to do something with 8 so bad.
I wish they would do just like a 6 episode sort of like mini-series.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
The stuff we...
And he's young enough, he could still...
Yeah, probably. He's younger than Capaldi.
Yeah.
Capaldi's able to do 12
And I think he'd be willing to do it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like, all he said is, like, I don't want to wear a wig. So they changed his hair so he didn't need a wig.
To wear
so
a wig, yeah. Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And they, like, updated his costume so it was so much better.
His costume is so cool.
It is.
Doctor, oh, my God.
When Ken originally brought this up, mm-hmm. I thought about a slightly different, like focus on, like a slightly different form of this question. Which is, what if Doctor Who has always been, like, super, super incredibly popular, and he guest starred on all kinds of cool shit? See,
They did this in Supernatural and Law
of War. Oh, did they? Did they? But wouldn't that be fun? I think that would be really fun,
like,
especially
Dr.
if
showing
it were,
up at each
yeah,
other's...
especially if it were animated.
Like I pointed out the last time, they did Futurama.
Right, exactly, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, all of a sudden they're in Simpsons or they're in what was that John Lovitz show? The Critic.
That'd be fun.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you could put all of these random doctors all in these like fun bizarre shows. You know, all of a sudden Rick and Morty or something. I'm sure Rick and Morty's probably touched on Doctor Who in some way, shape, or form, haven't they?
Yeah, I know they've sure referenced
have.
It.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that would be fun.
And so there's been a lot of like people draw a lot of parallels between the 12th Doctor and Rick.
Yeah,
I could see that. I could see that.
They have some similarities.
I
think ultimately the Doctor's a good person and
wild
ultimately
hair.
Rick is a bad person.
This is true.
But
no, that's not
true. You know what,
Rick is just drunk all the time.
No, I think Rick is a bad person who has had a lot of bad things happen to him.
That's exactly what I told him.
Yeah. He was a good person at one point and it's not anymore. Yeah.
No, it would be great. It would be like to see the Doctor do like a quantum leap thing and
oh,
go from
yes!
like show to show
yes!
and save people. Like, oh, he goes to Samurai Jack and he gets Samurai Jack back to the past.
Yes.
Or he goes to
yes.
Alf and he gets Alf
back. Oh my
back
God.
Home
okay,
to
that's perfect.
Yes.
Yes.
He gets the Sliders people back home.
That's perfect.
Voyager. Oh my God. He gets
Voyager.
On Gilligan's Island
yes!
and he gets them off the island.
Get Voyager back to
just,
back to Earth.
Yeah.
Put 7 back in her collective. Whatever.
Oh, don't put her back in her collective.
That's a great
like,
idea.
He gets
I like
them
it.
Off of the island, like on a spaceship or something.
Yeah,
but who would be that fixer? Who would be the fixer of all of these doctors? Who would be the fixer? The guy that fixes everything.
You do a different. Each doctor has to save. Someone in a different show.
There you go.
Show.
So you've got 13 different shows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Technically 14 different shows if you use the War Doctor.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the War Doctor would actually fix anything, though.
He would.
You think so?
Yeah. No, he wants to do good. It's not like, you know.
No, that's true, yeah. That's
he would
true.
Absolutely. He would jump at the chance, oh, thank God, I can do something that's
something
not
that,
awful.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
War
yeah.
Doctor should do Gilligan's Island. He should get the castaways off.
I like it.
Yeah.
So if any of you at the BBC are watching, do this. It's a great idea.
We've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
For you,
yeah. I've already, like, sketched out the whole thing. Yeah.
So there are a couple of doctors who we haven't touched on at all. 5 and 6.
I was going to say, nobody likes 6, so.
Yeah.
If you had to pair up 5 with someone, if you had to pair up 6 with someone.
Let's see. Both of them should just go with 9.
Nine.
Or what if just 5 and 6 were together? Would anybody watch?
Or we could just pair.
Yeah, you could pair them together and be like,
well,
what are the ones that we like?
Because I think that people's problems with 5 and 6 are two very different things. So maybe together that would actually work. So I think
yeah,
that
they would even.
People's problem with 5 is that he's kind of bland. He's just sort of
yeah.
there. And people's problem with 6 is he's so.
Yeah.
Violent.
Yeah.
It worked for
yeah.
Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like Baz or Jessica Cruz on their own. Team them together.
Oh.
I fucking love them.
Okay. We make a 5 and 6, and you're the one that watches it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm fine with 5. I don't dislike 5. He's whatever.
Yeah, he's kind of blah.
Yeah,
yeah he's
yeah.
kind of blah.
Yeah.
And 6, I'd want them to get What's-His-Face now all old to do it.
Hmm.
Because
oh,
he's so much more fun now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. That's
yeah,
true.
Get Colin Baker now. Like, don't get a younger actor. Keep Colin Baker. Because, like,
yeah.
that could be,
Colin
like, his
Baker's
redemption.
Another actor who kind of didn't get to do a lot. I mean, he
yeah.
had to do
yeah.
2 seasons, but most actors get at least 3.
I was going to say,
yeah.
he was cut off.
He was
cut
was
short,
cut off.
Right?
He
yeah.
got fired,
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
So this is one of those ones that we kind of can't do again, unless they recast, Troughton, which, because I'm basically, I will be happy to see Troughton in anything.
Yeah. They did get a guy to play him at the very end of
I,
Adventure in Time and
he
Space.
He cannot do it again.
No?
Why?
Do you think
he
was
just
really...
anything
okay.
like him.
Yeah, I didn't think he looked anything like him, but, like,
his mannerisms
seemed
okay.
Okay. Like, we only saw
but,
him for
like,
20 seconds.
Or, like, he's got a bunch of relatives.
Yeah, doesn't he have a couple of sons
event.
That act?
He does. I don't know if now maybe they're too old. He's got a grandson who's too young. But I don't know if maybe there's, I feel like there's got to be someone in the middle there who they can
yeah, maybe like a nephew
find.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do what everybody does and just find somebody that looks
yeah.
similar.
Just somebody
yeah.
who actually looks like him.
Yeah. Yeah.
No offense to the guy in Space and Time. He was only in it for a second.
It's too late. You've already.
That clip and I was like.
He watches. He clearly watches, and you're already
Didn't
yeah.
Matt Smith
yeah.
show up at the end of that too?
He did.
What was his deal? I don't remember.
It was because he was the doctor at the time.
Uh huh.
But
yeah,
it ages it as soon as he's not the doctor anymore.
Yeah.
Which is already the case. But yeah, but the idea was supposed to just be like him.
Was it
Hartnell's last shot, and he looks up at the console, and Matt Smith is there, and the idea was like, it will go on beyond you. Like, it's okay that you. Been fired.
Okay. It's okay, don't be sad.
Yeah.
There's gonna be many after you.
Yeah. But because Troughton and Tennant are my favorite, like, I like the, and they're so
oh, they'd
different
be so
from
fun.
Each other,
yeah.
I think they'd be kind of fun to see
mm-hmm.
together. Alas.
Yeah.
But he was in it, he did more with other doctors, I think, than anybody else. He was in 3 Doctors, 5 Doctors, and 2 Doctors. Which he was the only returning doctor for 2 Doctors.
Yeah.
He was just
right.
the only one willing to do it.
Yeah.
Or the only one they could get, maybe, I don't know. And he didn't, and it was a wasted opportunity because he gets like mind controlled or something, and then he's like the bad guy.
That's
Why?
Awful.
Why?
That is a bummer. I haven't seen that one. Who would you want to go back and help Susan?
I always like the idea of 12 meeting her just because Capaldi seemed really like kind of hell bent on addressing that, which they never did for his doctor. I'd be cool doing it now with Jodie. I mean, if we were to, you mean like of the doctors
yeah.
that I've seen?
Yeah.
I think 13 would be actually really cool.
Yeah.
I actually would be, that'd be kind of interesting to have 13, like, go back and fix a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
I'm the woman. I have to go fix the stuff that he just screwed up.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All the shit that the men versions of me screwed up,
I have to go fix. I like that. That's a good idea.
Give her some new stuff, too, though.
No, of course.
Actually, that would be funny if, like, it's Jodie Whittaker that goes back to Susan. Would Susan still call a grandfather?
I kind of like that.
Yeah. Where the hell have you been?
If Susan wants to call the 13th Doctor grandfather.
Grandfather, that's totally fine.
When she shows up, because can we just have Susan back, please?
That would be
can we fix this?
That would be really interesting to, like, I mean.
It's been over 50 years.
Yeah, yeah. She's still around, right?
Yeah.
Or they could regenerate.
I was going to say, or they regenerate her to
I think Carol Ann Ford has said she would be interested in making a return to Doctor Who as a different character. I think she said, like, it would be fun to be a monster or something. So I don't know if she'd want to be
That'd
Susan.
That'd be funny.
Oh, here, let's do this. 7, 10, and 12 all have an episode together, but they all get to use a Scottish accent.
7, 10, and 12.
They're all Scottish.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Fine with that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, so I think we just need to let them do whatever voice they want to do.
Yeah.
Because I think that it was a thing. I think with 7 and I think with 10, they were like, you have to be English. I don't think that they even got a choice. I don't think it was like, well, let's talk about if we can be Scottish. I think it was like, no, you're English.
Right.
Anyway, we should probably end this whole for vaguely paying attention.
Disuse Yeti?